You're listening to Sportcology with Olympian Jungle Jim Hunter. It's time for the Business in Sport with the Partnership Group, Sponsorship Specialist, President Brent Berutis. Brent, welcome back.
It's great to be back with you and your listeners there, Jim. Thanks.
We haven't talked to you since before summer. Did you have a great summer?
Yeah, I had a great summer. I was out on Vancouver Island, spending some time out there, and then also in Saskatchewan, and of course, visiting the Calgary Stampede here in Calgary after the floods.
Yeah. You know, there's something I've been wanting to talk to you about, because we always hint at it, but we never record it. And I thought, you know what? Let's talk about this. Let's have you on the show and talk about this. And I say record it because I want to keep it on the website for athletes to listen to, because the development and training of athletes as it pertains to sponsorship is something that has been going on. I mean, originally the COC did it, then the sport governing bodies tried to do it. I know the National Sports School here in Calgary, and we're going to talk about that in a future show down the road, but they do it and they bring in guys, but I find that they all do the same thing. And I'm wondering, should we be training our athletes and do they need training? I think they do, but I've wondered what you think.
I think it's more than just the athletes, Jim. I think it's the athletes themselves need to understand sponsorship and have development and training in it, but also the organizations they work for. I don't care whether that's luge or bobsled or whether it's the equestrian team or whether it's, you know, or whether it's Sylvan Lake midget hockey team.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be that those organizations and the athletes, if they get to that level, but the organizations, large and small, need to invest in sponsorship development and training.
Yeah, you know, and it's funny you say that, because you and I've talked about it off the air many times, and you and I both agree, and I think this is where you're at least this is what I heard in the conversation, was that they should be doing this at a community level, because I know that's where I learned it. I had to do it when I was 12, 13 years of age, because my father refused to support my sport. He said, you're going to pay your own way. And I had to figure out how to do it. And I think kids need to learn that, because it's going to be part of their culture when they finally get to the top, if they get to that level.
Exactly. And they need to be able to understand that sponsorship is more than somebody just giving you money and saying, hey, go do a good job, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm supporting you and I'm rooting for you. It's about understanding that it's a business transaction. And even when you're 12 years old, it's a business transaction.
Absolutely.
But the thing that surprises me most is organizations like the provincial sport organizations or the national sport organizations or organizations like that that turn around and they get money and they put all of it into quote-unquote athlete development. So they buy new equipment, they buy new facilities, they buy new coaches, they buy new training, and none of the money goes into figuring out how to renew that sponsorship and taking care of the sponsor.
Yeah.
Because they don't understand how it works. And I think our athletes do a little better job of that. And it's interesting, because the training that's out there is incredible. Upcoming that you're going to be speaking at, and I'm looking forward to having you there, is at the SMCC Western Sponsorship Congress here in Calgary on October 22nd, 23rd. And there'll be a ton of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
But it goes beyond that. I mean, we're watching the Parks and Recreation Department in Nanaimo have hired us to come along and build a four-part segment sponsorship training and understanding for their sport and recreation organizations in the community in the greater Nanaimo area.
Mm-hmm.
Fort St. John is doing that right now, thanks to North Peace Savings and Credit Union is funding it to have us come up there to Fort St. John and do the same thing.
You know, before I go on, Brent, you're listening to the Business in Sport with Partnership Group Sponsorships Specialist President Brent Berutis. Brent, before we go on, I want to tell you a little story, and I know this is a long-winded story, but I want people to understand about the simplicity of what you're talking about, and tell me if I'm right. I had a major sport group that I worked with in the early 90s that was need of money because they were broke. They were flat busted broke. And so we got a sponsor, a national sponsor, to step up and give them one heck of a pile of big money. And we put it all together and it worked. And the year is over and the sport organization comes back to me and they says, now we want you to double it. And I said, well, you signed a 4-year deal. And they said, yeah, but you know, we gave them so much exposure that we want to double it. And I said, you can't do that. And so I knew what the company was all about and I knew what they wanted. And I said, don't you dare go and talk to them. So they did. And this national branded company walked away. And all this company wanted was the kids to write a thank you letter to the company for the sponsorship. And do you know how many kids wrote this major corporation and thanked them for sponsorship?
No idea, Jim.
None. You know why?
That figures, though.
You know why?
Because nobody asked them to.
Nobody asked them to. And this company was willing to give them more money if all there was a response from the kids. All they wanted was letters so that they could literally take the letters and go to their bosses and say, look at the response we got. And I begged them. I begged them. I even went and wrote the letters the first year. I shouldn't say this, but I did. And I said, get the kids to sign them.
It's incredible. I mean, these sport organizations, so many of them just don't understand. They think that those companies are there because they care about the gold or the podium. It's a business transaction, and they can't justify it if they don't have that letter to show the bosses how much of an impact they made, whether that's in community investment, whether it was in sales, whatever it was. And they don't get it.
Absolutely. Wow. Kids need to learn that right from when they start minor sports at 6 years of age, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know. Maybe I'm pushing my luck, but I think that's where you should learn to thank your first sponsor when you sign up your first deal to go and play football for the local team. And I just really think kids need to learn that.
It's true. My daughter plays, this past year, played on her novice hockey team, and they had a sponsor that came along, and it was Timber West Railings in Calgary. And what they did was they supplied all the jackets for the kids. They paid for the year-end party. They paid for all the photographs. Everything was done. Those kids didn't have to pay for anything. Those kids did up a big card for Timber West Railings afterwards. They had them invited them specifically to the wind-up party to thank them. And they made an impact on those people.
Wow. Beautiful. Well, where can people learn this if they want to learn more? Because obviously the conference is coming up. What are the dates and where can they register and how can they get more information?
The registration is filling up quickly. We're almost sold out, Jim, and it is on October 22nd, 23rd in Calgary. And for more information or to register online, it's just www.sponsorshipcongress.ca. sponsorshipcongress.ca.
This has been The Business in Sport with Partnership Group Sponsorship Specialist President Brent Berutis. Thanks, Brent. Look forward to next time.
Thanks a lot, Chip.
I want to thank my guests, my sponsors, and, of course, the radio station that carries this program. You miss any portion of the show, go to junglegym.ca. If you have any comments, suggestions, or ideas, write me at excellence@sportcology.com. Programs produced at the Sportcology Institute are designed to motivate, educate, and communicate excellence in life by giving the Olympic and Paralympic community a voice. And last, we want to thank you for listening to.